StreamGuys. StreamGuys is a leading provider of quality streaming media services. Whether you're an independent broadcaster or a large corporation, StreamGuys is your best choice for managed live or on-demand video or audio streaming, dedicated server products, turnkey subscription services, podcasting, and much, much more. StreamGuys, affordable, reliable, scalable. Since 2000, StreamGuys has been providing quality streaming media services for the smartest businesses on the internet. StreamGuys.com.
Do you feel like a dot matrix printer in a world full of Instagrams? Well, let us here at Into Tomorrow help you with any of your digital dilemmas. I'm Dave Graveline. Thanks for listening and tuning in to the program. Now in our 23rd year, covering the latest in consumer tech, products, services, gadgets, gizmos, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. We want to hear from you, though. You make the show. You make the program every single week. And if you've got a question, a comment, a concern about anything involving consumer tech, please let us hear from you, especially if you've never joined us on the program before. Let us send you some of the prizes that some of our guests and others provide us with just for your participation. And it's really easy. You can do it anytime, 24/7. Either use the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Snag the app. Use the audio option. We want to hear you. Or you can call again anytime, 24/7, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Toll-free, by the way, from anywhere in North America. The old-fashioned way still works. Or you can Skype into it if you'd like from anywhere around the world. We just want to hear you on the program. Joining us now from an e-learning platform that offers online courses that bridge that gap between post-secondary education and the real-life working world, the CEO of Corporate Finance Institute, or CFI, if you will, Tim Vipon. Tim, welcome into tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Doing great, thanks. Looking forward to chatting with you, Dave.
By all means, tell me a little bit about corporate finance. How did you get this started? What is the main purpose? And then we'll get into some of this whole e-learning stuff that you're doing.
Sure, sounds great. Well, I worked in corporate finance for 12 years as a financial analyst at a variety of banks, at some private companies and public companies. And we worked on several mergers, acquisitions, and capital raising. So I took the skills that I had learned on the job there and partnered with a learning company that had been providing classroom training to banks for about 20 years. And so we took together my skill set there in classroom training and e-learning platform and created the Corporate Finance Institute.
Sounds cool. And is there a big demand for this? Have you discovered that since you've begun doing what you're doing that you're getting some good response?
Yes, absolutely. We find an enormous demand for people who want to quickly fill a skill gap. They may be going to an interview and they quickly need to acquire some skills that job is asking for. They may be on the job and they want to rise through a promotion or get to the next level. And so they take our courses. And last year we saw 43,188 students enroll in our courses.
Wow.
And having launched in 2016, we feel pretty excited about that.
I think you should. Yeah, that sounds like progress being made by all means and helping those 40-some-odd thousand people, obviously, to become financial analysts, right? Is that kind of the goal here?
That's exactly it. Our mission is to help anyone be a world-class financial analyst.
And what does that mean, to be a world-class financial analyst? That means that you also can do currency conversion? Or what is the world-class part in there?
To us, it means three things. We call this the analyst trifecta. The three quadrants that you need. You need good Excel skills, you need good finance skills, and you need good accounting skills. So we really focus on those three with our courses, Excel, finance, and accounting.
Gotcha. Okay. So does someone have to be a CPA to be a good financial analyst, or is that kind of a different side of the business, but it wouldn't hurt, or what?
Well, we actually get a lot of CPAs who take our courses, and our courses can count for continuing education credits for CPAs, as an example. And so a lot of them find that, well, they are a professional accountant. There is a different skill set in being a financial analyst that's more involved with Excel and analysis and slicing and dicing those accounting financial statements.
And I guess, Tim, since your students who become these financial analysts are, I'm guessing, giving actual financial advice to people, they better know what they're talking about, right? It kind of sets up a whole liability thing if they make mistakes with other people's money.
Well, that's exactly right. It's absolutely critical that they know what they're doing, that they're professional, that they have ethics, that they have skills and know-how. So, we feel proud to be able to help them move up the ladder in that regard.
And as well, you should be. And of course, we're talking e-learning in general these days, too. There's so much more of it. And I'm glad that you've taken this, long-time successful classroom learning and converted it into what is so much more accessible, I guess, for so many people. 40,000 plus is a good example there, where folks can learn, in this case, financial modeling, valuations, and things like that. But it's all about online courses, right? And I'm assuming that you're seeing this trend of increased online education and educational tech becoming more and more popular, yeah?
That's exactly it. I think people are demanding quick access to skills that's affordable, that they can do on their own time, at their own pace. And, that's exactly what we can deliver.
How do you think consumers can learn maybe to choose a good online learning platform, whether it be for financial analysts or anything that they're working at? What have you learned that you can share with our audience to really make sure you're getting something that's going to make a difference in your life?
We encourage anyone who's going to take our program to take our free courses first and the free trials of our more advanced courses. So we believe it's absolutely critical that you try the product first. So we have several courses you can take start to finish. You can see what the instructors are like. You can see what the exercises are like. And you can actually get a taste of it before committing to the full program. And I think that that's really the best way to decide which platform is right for you.
Good points. And I'm noticing that you allow students to really take control of their education and, more importantly, I guess, progress on their own time from wherever and whenever they'd like, which is certainly one of the main advantages of any kind of e-learning. But are you finding that some folks are taking longer maybe than you expected because it just works out that way between their work and family life and everything else? Or are they trying to get a jump on things and maybe completing these courses faster than you would have expected?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great question. And it's actually a mix of the suggestions that you offered. So on the one side, yes, there are people who have a real deadline that they want to meet, and they will do these courses very quickly, in a matter of weeks. And then we have people who, quite frankly, never complete the program. And I think broadly in e-learning, there is a challenge of getting people to stay committed and to follow through on the programs. But I think in our case, part of the reason that may happen is we're sort of offering a database to our students. We're saying, here's a resource that you can have lifetime access to. All these lessons, all these templates, and all these tools. And I think for some people, they don't feel the need to do it in a sequence. They use it as a reference tool that they always have access to.
Well, that's good. And again, whether it's for continuing educational credits, as you mentioned in some cases, or just the ability to go back and refresh their own memory on something that they remembered learning, but maybe they don't have, it's a bit of a fog or something, they can go back and get that info. What do your courses start at? Give people an idea of what they might spend on something like this, especially to become a world-class financial analyst, if that's your goal.
Sure. So we have ranging all the way from $3 to $200 per course is the price range. And we do offer bundles as well. So we actually offer a full financial analyst bundle for $500, $497 to be precise.
Well, cool. I mean, it certainly sounds reasonable for what folks are going to be getting out of this e-learning. And you guys, of course, can join the 43,000 plus students that have already successfully completed Tim's e-learning platform. Visit CorporateFinanceInstitute.com. We'll link you there, too, of course. It's a long URL, but CorporateFinanceInstitute.com. Tim, keep up the good work, and especially keeping it techie these days for folks to be able to do it at their convenience from wherever in the world they are.
Thanks, Dave.
My pleasure. Again, corporatefinanceinstitute.com. Check it out. And you can learn all about financial modeling and valuation. They're online courses. You got certificates. You got the whole realm of things. You can see what he and his team are up to. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue right here on the Advanced Media Network.